Men are from Mars and women from Venus, so they say. Even though Grotman has traded his smoke signals for WhatsApp messages, emails, iPhones, Facebook and Twitter, the differences are still there. In the Afrikaans production Groedy Grotman 2, the differences between men and women are depicted in a comical way by caveman Fulru van Achterberg. Fulru tells us more about this fun yet challenging role. Fulru is a young actor, director, voice artist and now also singer. Fulru, thanks for chatting with us. Groedy Grotman 2 is a sequel to Grotman, which probably had one of the longest runs on the South African stage. The sequel is equally successful. How long have you been playing Grotman?
So at the end of COVID in 2021, in November, I got the call from the big producer, Frans Swart, and he asked if I would be able to play the character of Groedy Grotman, who is Willem. And I was super nervous, but I immediately said yes. And they flew me back to Johannesburg, and immediately I started with our tour. We started in Welkom, moved on to Bloemfontein, then Stellenbosch, and then went to Cape Town at Euros. Since then, I've done over 100 shows. So it's basically 2 years and counting that I've been playing the character of Willem of Groedy Grotman 2.
It looks like a really fun role to play, but also very challenging. Could you perhaps share some exciting experiences and challenges with us?
I think the biggest challenge, obviously, is because it's a one-man production. There's no other actors around me, so I can't feed from the other actors and I can't get energy from them. And it's super intimidating to play a one-man production in front of all these people. And the different audiences really, really differ. They really get involved and dragged into the storyline. They love to interact and they love to give their own opinions from the audience. And then I really have to think on my feet. I have to improvise and I have to make them part of the production. But some of the best experiences that I had was on the MSC as part of the Opibater Arts Festival. I played for a sold out production, 1,200 people. And as the boat was leaving Balfour's Bay, they pulled up the anchors and it made like this horrible sound that I had to make part of the production. But when we got to the open waters, it was rough seas and the boat started rocking around. And I also had to make that part of the production. I had to incorporate that. And I think the audience really, really enjoyed that. The biggest experience that I will never forget was at the Biki Biki Bosfeers in Nelspruit. I had the privilege of playing Groedy Grotman inside a cave, basically defending the caveman in the cave. That was the highlight of my acting career.
Grotman is the Afrikaans version of the famous Defending the Caveman by playwright Rob Becker. Who adapted Grotman and Grotman 2 in Afrikaans? And can you tell us briefly what this play is all about?
So back in the day, Frans Swart bought the royalties. He is the producer of the production. And they adapted Defending the Caveman. And the writer was actually Chris Combes. It was directed by the massive actress Sandra Prinsloo. And the actor in those days were Hannes Miller. But the new installment was actually written, directed, and produced by Lefra Production and Frans Swart. The story is basically about the massive differences that you get between the male and the female species, the miscommunication that occurs. In this case, I fight for the boys or the men, and I try and explain our behavior through very clever stories that anyone can relate to. So that is basically the long and the short of it. But it is funny stories. It's relatable stories. It's a lovely play just to come and sit. And a lot of the times we tell people it's basically like couples therapy because there's nothing better just to laugh at each other.
You are a young actor who has been seen in several stage productions on television and also on radio. What made you decide to choose acting as a career?
At a young age, I fell in love with theater. We watched a lot of theater productions. I grew up in a very artsy house. My dad is a producer and my mom is an artist. So they got involved at a young age and they told us that we need to get involved with public speaking in our Stedford. And immediately after school, I studied law, but decided that that is not for me. And I studied drama and film at the Tshwane University of Technology. And I started acting professionally while at university. And there's after that, there was just no turning back. And yeah, can't see myself doing anything else than being on stage and doing radio and film and television. It is part of my life. It's part of my DNA. And I just absolutely love what I do.
You also have a great love for singing. Can you tell us a bit more about your band Van Koerse, who also recently launched their second single and music video?
Music has always been a pinnacle part of my life. And it's one thing that I think I didn't really utilize enough. So Van Koerse was born out of the pandemic ashes. I had a lot of time to reflect on my career, and I felt that I need to engage more with my musical talents, and I need to explore more avenues for myself. It's a massive challenge, but it's one that I welcomed with open arms. And I started writing lyrics. I started writing the melodies. And it is beautiful how the universe works, because I just met the perfect combination of musicians. I had the privilege of meeting Johan Kirsten, that is from the Eastern Cape, and our bass guitarist, Llewellyn Annandale, that is from Windhoek, Namibia. And they are just a perfect fit for the band and what I envisioned it would be. And the name comes from the two legends, the two Koerse who shaped my musical knowledge from a young age, Koos Kombase and Koos Du Plessis. And yeah, Tori Starafal is the second single that we dropped in 2023, and it's available on all social media platforms, on Spotify, Apple Music, etc.
We had a wonderful chat with Grootman Volru van Achterberg, a young actor who is positive about the future of acting and the entertainment industry in South Africa. If you want to find out more about Groedie Grootman 2, kindly visit www.lefra.co.za or book your ticket at ltickets.co.za. For more information about Van Koerse, feel free to follow them on Facebook or listen to their singles Vir My May and Tot Die Sterre Val on Spotify and other platforms.